Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
How many of you were not surprised when you saw a story pop up on your phone of Tristan cheating on Khloe Kardashian again?
Not
surprised.
At all.
Allegedly cheating on her, right? Chelsea is about to break it down for you, try to unpackage and serve this super hot tea of this chisme. Break it down, Chelsea. And then I have a very important question for you that are listening right now, right after Chelsea's done breaking it down.
So a lot of people weren't surprised Tristan cheated on Khloe yet again. But what people are surprised by is how close to home this hits, because he's rumored to have cheated with Kylie Jenner's ride or die, her best friend, Jordan Woods.
Ah, I seen some comments that are like, Kylie, why'd you bring hot girls around? It's your fault. It's like, really? Really? Like, you know how Tristan rolls. Why'd you bring hot girls around?
I hate it when people, their knee-jerk reaction is to be like, well, why did you put him in that situation?
No.
Homeboy, you already got.
Dude.
I mean, he got a get-out-of-jail-free card from Khloe Kardashian. Yep. His life was being ruined. Like, his own fans in Cleveland were booing him playing basketball. And she gave him a lifeline. Like, I will accept you back in my life. And he did it again.
Well, and from the stories that I'm hearing, the sources. So basically what happened, it sounds like to me this is something that's been going on for a while. Like, I don't think this is just a one-time thing, because basically, so Tristan flew back to LA last week on Valentine's Day to spend the day with Khloe and their daughter. And then I guess on Sunday was when this all went down. This reported story is that he was at a house party in the hills where he was seen basically like cuddling up, couldn't keep his hands off Jordan, making out in front of everyone. You know, now I guess this was a high profile party, so people had to like, you know, confiscate their phones.
Right.
Still.
It was Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson with the Lakers, or for the Golden State Warriors, sorry. Klay Thompson is a dude who hangs out with a ton of like IG models unabashedly, but he's a single dude. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, so apparently they were all over each other, and that's kind of a lot of sources were saying it doesn't seem like this was the first time this has been happening, which is super, super shady. Apparently, when Khloe found out, because obviously they weren't hiding it at this party, someone's going to say something. She immediately broke things off with Tristan, which she says is for good. She's had enough. You know, Khloe hasn't come out and actually confirmed this, but what did happen is that this outlet actually posted the report of the cheating news, and with the caption, Kylie needs to address some things with Jordan. And Khloe, in the comment section, used a bunch of emojis that looked like yelling speak up emojis. Like, yeah. Yeah, like she does need to address it. Tristan, around the same time that this news broke, he posted and then deleted a tweet that read, fake news. You're an idiot. And then Khloe's best friend, Malika, also commented on an Instagram meme mocking the whole scandal, but she wrote and then deleted, these hoes ain't loyal.
Woo.
So there's just like, you know, it's pretty obvious that this is a real thing. And a lot of the Kardashians have unfollowed Tristan and Jordan. Apparently, this just came out, that allegedly the whole Kardashian family they decided to write off Jordan. Kylie's been torn because she didn't want to believe it at first, but now she's sort of doesn't know how to handle the situation. So
I saw some more comments where people were saying, hey, there are new auditions for Jordan's Place and Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right. No.
I was like, by write off, you meant written out of the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay, so you hear this story, and many of you, unfortunately, have lived the side of being the victim to somebody cheating on you like this. How do we know this? We get your calls all the time about, oh my gosh, my ex cheated on me with a friend of mine or my sister or whatever it may be. So we've heard tons of those calls and it's super sad. But this morning, we want to hear from you that are the actual perpetrator. You are the cheater, right? Like, do you have the courage to call in or text in? We want to understand and try to understand what motivates you to cheat on someone over and over again. But not just that, but cheat on them with somebody that's close to them. A friend, a sibling, a parent, an abuela, whatever. We want to... You never know.
Cashers are with grandma.
Know, scandalous, bro. Yo, be some abuelas looking cute, bro.
Young grannies out there,
grandmas,
man.
You know? Glamas. Hit us up, call or text, because I know you exist. And just speak your mind. What led you to cheating on somebody? with somebody that was close to them over and over again. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Do you guys think we'll get somebody to call in and really man up or woman up to say this?
I hope so. Maybe they want to get it off their chest. You know what I mean? Because maybe it'll be a part of their process and kind of coping with what they're going through and maybe trying to become a better person.
I mean, the stakes are pretty high to ask for somebody who's currently doing that, who hasn't like worked through it. But I even want to hear from the people who, yo, you did that. You made that mistake. You worked through it. What was your mindset then?
Yeah.
Because you're right, Chelsea, it may help somebody who's going through their process of like rectifying their cheating situation. I think that's a lofty goal. But we'll keep you anonymous if you'd like.
All right, 877-971-HITS. We challenge you. We dare you. If you have cheated on somebody in the past with somebody close to them, we want to hear your thoughts. Oh, wow. Phone lines are blowing up. This is good. All right, cool. Coming up next, we'll chat with you. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about how you cheated on somebody with somebody close to them and what led you to do it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I had a boyfriend who I was going through a rocky chapter with. And then me and his best friend hooked up.
Did you guys, how did you tell him? Did he find out? And then what happened after the cheating?
Well, honestly, he still does not know.
Okay. Yeah.
And what would you say led you to do that, especially with your significant other's best friend?
Okay, here's the deal. I know it sounds super shady, but the thing about, like, a best friend is, like, we're all hanging out all the time. So, like, we had always had chemistry, but it was sort of, like, this funny friend jokey thing.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another.
How do you feel about it now? Like, do you want to tell him? Do you want to, are you going to keep hooking up with the best friend? Like, where do you stand now?
So, it should have definitely been a one-and-done type situation, for sure. In retrospect, I can see that. However, it was sort of one of those things where, like, it happens and then you're like, oh, this actually really kind of works, huh?
Oh,
then we, you know, kind of continued for much longer than probably we should have. And still doesn't know, and honestly, I still feel guilty about it.
Anonymous, thank you so much for calling in, giving us a little more insight into that mindset. Appreciate you, and hopefully things work out for the better, because I'm sure deep down inside you don't want to cheat on people, and hopefully you can work that out.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Angelica from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Angelica, you've cheated on a significant other in the past with somebody close to them. What led you to do it?
So this is currently my husband. We've been together for almost 10 years.
Wow.
At the beginning of the relationship, you know, I cheated on him a couple times. I left him for other people. The reason I feel like I did that, it was because I wasn't sure of what I wanted. I wasn't satisfied, you know, with what I was getting, as in, like, a relationship-wise. Like, you know, I could say, like, you know, I was a little girl.
Right.
Like, physically and emotionally, you weren't satisfied?
Correct. Yeah, I didn't know what I wanted. I saw it as a game, like, you know. But within time, you know, he never gave up on me. He kept coming back. He kept, you know, trying. And then I saw that, you know, what a relationship is really all about. Like, a family, you know, growing up, having communication, you know. Now we have two kids. Thank God, you know, we're still together. And till the day, he has forgiven me for what I've done to him. But I do believe that we cheat because we don't know what we want.
Right. So you had to work through your own issues of where you were maturity-wise and all those things before you could have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you don't value, you don't see the worth of the other person, so you really don't care.
Appreciate your raw honesty on that, Angelica, and I'm glad that things are a lot better now and you've been loyal.
I'm really happy. I'm, like, extremely in love, you could say, till the day, and I really appreciate that he never gave up on me.
That's awesome right there. Coming up next, we're going to speak to Heather, our therapist, and if you are somebody that keeps cheating on others and you're like, damn, I know it's wrong, but it just keeps happening. We hate this, right? But one thing led to another.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Heather is going to break it down for you in the sense of, like, how can you get to a place where you can't stop cheating on somebody? And what is it really, what's the root of you cheating on people?
Why is it happening?
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio, shout out to John from LA. He also texted in. He said he actually cheated on his wife because she kept putting him down. Victor from West Covina said he cheated due to revenge. A lot of different reasons. But
none
a lot
of them
of people
sound healthy.
Putting the blame on others as to why they cheated. Coming up next, we'll break it down with our therapist, Heather. Heather, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for being with us, Heather. Let's put ourselves in that situation where you just cheated on your significant other. You got caught. You realize it's a huge mistake. What's the first step you take to not fulfill that prophecy of once a cheater, always a cheater?
So I'm going to take a step back, and I think the once a cheater, always a cheater is the wrong question. And the reason why is because we all struggle to some degree with feeling insecure or feeling like we're not enough or not perfect. And no matter how far we push those feelings down or we try to pretend that we don't have those feelings, those thoughts are affecting our behaviors, and they're always coming up in one way or another. Mm. And so if you think of the saying, hurt people, that'll kind of help us talk about what they should be doing about it. So the first step is actually to dig up what are those negative thoughts or insecurities that we have about ourselves, and then we can identify what behaviors are coming out from those negative thoughts. So then after you figure those two things out, you're going to have to go into those very hurt places inside yourself and heal those places. And then after that, that's when you can figure out how to stop the behavior of cheating. If you think of those guys that are, you know, out there trying to sleep with as many women as they can and they're putting notches on their belt, they're trying to fill a void that is telling themselves that they're not good enough. So if I sleep with enough women, that's going to mean I'm good enough. And so that will be different for every person. So that's why this specific person is going to have to figure out what it is that's influencing their behavior.
But what stops them from feeling that sort of remorse or feeling that? I mean, maybe they are, but I feel like for someone like Tristan Thompson, he's doing it over and over and over again. And now it's like he has a daughter. How can he keep hurting those people that clearly he cares about?
I think that we all have different motivations for our behavior. And it seems like maybe he hasn't had enough consequences. And so, you know, moving on to, should the partner stay with them? The better question is it healthy for them to stay with this person while they are working through their issues? Maybe people are continuing to let him do so and letting them walk all over themselves.
Let's say someone's listening right now. Maybe they cheated on their significant other, thinking about confessing, or maybe they just did it. What's the first step? First thing, if you made a decision that you regret in cheating on somebody, what's the first thing that you should do in trying to reconcile that with someone that you do care about?
I wouldn't say go tell your partner first. I would say take a look inside and sit down, journal, write, talk to a close friend, and figure out what was the motivation for doing it in the first place. Then that way you can identify what is your plan to stop this. Once you go to your partner, you can tell them, this is why I did it. I know it's not going to make it any better, but this is my plan to make it up to you, and this is how I promise that it won't happen again. So whether you're going to go to therapy or you're going to continue to speak to them every day about it, or you guys are going to purposely plan things that's going to build the trust in your relationship to prevent it from happening in the future.
And Heather, last question for you. If you are somebody that has been cheated on and you have agreed to try to work things out, what kind of role should you play to that person that cheated on you while they're trying to be loyal and change?
Work through their issues, yeah.
I think that it should be little to none. And the reason why is because people don't change for others. Mm. They change for themselves. They decide that this is something that I want to work on. And I do know that the partner can make things worse sometimes by continuously making them feel bad about it or shaming them. My suggestion would be to do this with a professional, so that when you go home and you're talking to your partner about it, you have worked through how to deal with someone shaming you, how to deal with someone bringing it up, even though you're trying to do better.
Heather, thank you so much. Always have amazing responses and help for our listeners and ourselves that are listening here well.
Kidding. I feel like we learned something.
So we love you for that, Heather. How can our listeners reach out to you via social media for any other questions?
Yeah, so my social media handle, I'm mostly on Instagram, but it's Heather the Therapist. Very simple. So Instagram at Heather the Therapist.
Awesome. Thank you, Heather. Have a great week. Appreciate you.
Love you guys. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Love you too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.